Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Bloodshed of the Mountain Man by William W. Johnstone with J.A. Johnstone. Narrated by Jack Garrett. Chapter 1.
Earl Ray has his cap set for Katie, the foreman's daughter.
No, I don't, Glenn, and you got no right talking like that, Earl Ray said.
Earl Ray, Glenn, and Danny were riding Nighthawk, three-quarters of the way through a cattle drive, pushing 500 head of beeves to the railhead at Coogan Switch. The cattle belonged to Ben Bartlett, owner of the Double B Ranch, and they had been on the drive for 10 days.
"I agree with Earl Ray," Danny said. "Why would he be going after Kirkland's daughter when he could have the owner's daughter?"
"Come on, Danny. Judy Bartlett ain't no more than 14. You think I'm a cradle robber?"
"Well, hell, Earl Ray, you just barely out of the cradle yourself," Danny said, and the other two laughed.
There were 8 men moving the herd, counting the cook and his helper. Earl Ray, who was 16, was the youngest of the crew, and this was his first cattle drive.
"Seems to me like we've been on this drive forever," Glenn said. "What is it now, 2 weeks?
"Ha!" Danny said.
"You boys don't know nothing about trail driving. Why, when I was working for the Hash Knife, pushing cows from Texas all the way up into Dodge City, Kansas, we'd be out for 2 months. But boy, howdy, would we ever tie one on when we got to Dodge.